All right, Scully. All right, Mulder.
What? And who are you referring as Scully?
Yeah, who's Mulder?
Don't you know what I'm referring to?
Yeah, I do. But people over 30 are the only ones that will get that reference. I thought you were hip with the youngins. Young at heart. Young at heart. FBI Special Agent Dale Cooper.
Special Agent Dale Cooper? What are you referring to, Sol?
Bro, don't say you never watched Twin Peaks.
Actually, I've never heard of it. What are you talking about, Sol?
Well, I vaguely remember something.
Well, a game is afoot. Let's solve this. See you peeps in a tick.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hey, this is my episode. Why are you taking the credit again?
Hold up.
Hold up. Hey, hope you're ready for the next episode.
This is my episode.
Hey.
Whatever, bros. Anyway, let's talk about conspiracy. Conspiracy theories.
Why are you repeating yourself for soul? Anyway, we've got a space alien here. Before we start, let's get the listeners up to speed. We've covered many theories about our good old pal Niz here, Niz Neo, in our episode, Where's Niz? And I believe that was episode 19. It's probably one of the funniest episodes we've done, to be honest. So if you haven't heard it, make sure you give it a listen and get yourself up to speed. Where's Niz?
Where in the world is Niz?
I'm talking about an actual illegal alien from outer space, because I don't think Niz was human.
Welcome back.
So go on, Niz. Tell us a bit more about yourself.
I come from a very far, far away planet.
Krypton, by any chance?
No, that was destroyed. And haven't got his superhuman strength.
Can't be that far. You're here every week, Niz.
Oh, no. We've figured out light speed. So we're able to travel quite quickly between locations. But what we find here on Earth is you're quite a pleasurable race of people. So we come to stay for a lot longer to see how yous are developing.
So, Niz, you mentioned that you're not the only alien among us. That reminds me of a film called They Live. Have any of you guys watched it?
No, can't say I have at all.
Could you give us a bit of a recap? What happens in it?
Right, okay. They're aliens amongst humans, and you've got a person, I forgot the person's name, but all I know, the actor who plays it was Rowdy Roddy Piper, the wrestler.
Yeah. Now
and he
I
wears sunglasses and then he can see these aliens.
That's not even ringing a bell for me. That must be way before my time.
I remember that film, yeah.
Yeah, so you got all these billboard that has subliminal messages saying to obey, to eat, to spend.
Yeah, you know. I remember the film, yeah.
Yeah, and then there was a famous quote.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
And they used that reference in Duke Nukem as well.
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
So that's why I remember that film. So do you actually look like that underneath our human skin?
No.
No. So.
And I'm going to leave it at that.
Why is that?
We can't be divulging any of our biological information.
Ah, I see. Okay. You know, you're trying to be very...
Mysterious.
Mysterious, that's the word, yes.
Just trying to keep safe. We can't have you use, just similar to that film, their glasses were able to identify these aliens. Can't be letting you know how you can identify us.
Oh, you're not giving too much away.
My lips are sealed.
I have never heard of this movie, bro.
Dims, what films have you watched that have aliens in them?
Men in Black. Back to the topic in hand, as you would say, in terms of theories, I've heard of lizard people being a theory, because that they believe there are actually people here like Niz that are actually lizards.
How can you tell what they look like?
I can't remember. Alex Jones has done that as well. I think it's something to do with their eyes. The eyes,
eyes
are not...
and their tongue, is it?
Probably, yeah. What was it? You should know. You've come across that, haven't you?
The TV series V. They were like lizards or people.
And how would you identify them as being lizards and not real people?
They would be green underneath the fake human skin.
Yeah, give me a blade. Let's cut Niz now. Let's find out.
Mate,
let's find out.
You can't be skinning people.
Aliens, lizards, that's all far-fetched, bro. Especially looking at Niz. He won't let me cut him. I'm looking at his eyes. Don't look like a lizard to me. But what about me, the mean machine?
What about you?
Yeah, what about you, bro?
1 second.
Where are you going?
I'll be back.
Oh, the Terminator.
Not hear about Skynet.
Does that even exist?
Don't know. There might be. So, because some of these movies have an element of truth in it. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying there's Terminators walking around.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We've got AI. Problem is, have we put enough restraints on it to make sure it's not going to kill us all off?
Been watching iRobot recently, getting nightmares.
What am I?
Not just iRobot, but The Matrix.
Yeah, the Matrix is more real. I mean, AI, like machines, they are clever. And then it's like they're going to...
The Matrix, the film.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah. They block out the sun. So yes. Obviously we don't get any resources. We don't get food and we don't get anything like that. So they use human
artificial
beings as batteries.
Yeah, and there's an artificial world made. It's a simulation, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So, to maintain them, because first of all, what they did was they imprisoned them, but that didn't work. They found that the best possible way was to make them think that they're living their lives as normal. So then they created different worlds. The one where it was perfect, absolutely great.
What do you mean working 9 to 5, raising your kids, paying the bills, getting up Monday and going back to work?
Not a utopia.
Weekend hanging out. Oh, sounds a bit like life.
No, they created a utopia. If you, from the film, now which one was it? The one with the eyes, what was her name?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. so you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The old lady.
The Oracle.
Yeah.
So she goes, they created a world where it was an absolute utopia. You had everything. Nobody had to work, but then
people... He works. Neo works in a crappy office.
No, but he's trying to say at the beginning.
So this is what the Oracle explains. Oracle explains what happened to people. So she says, oh, we don't know when the war began, but we know that the sun was blotted out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they polluted the skies. So then the robots...
By the way, spoiler alert for anyone that hasn't seen The Matrix.
Yeah, true. But that's
just yeah.
You know what?
It's over 20-odd years, man. I'm sure people have seen it.
I think they must have seen The Matrix. They probably not seen Matrix Resurrection, but they would have seen the first three.
Yeah. Or definitely the first one.
First one, you can't beat that. That's the classic out of them all. I mean, the other might be good, but first one is hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, but the rest of them explain the story.
More in depth, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was an animatrix of it as well.
Yes, there was.
And that gave a bit more detailed information as well.
Yeah, I've only seen one of those. I've not seen the others. I want to see them all.
I think I have it on DVD somewhere, but who even has a DVD player anymore?
What's that?
Duft player.
That's true, yeah. But yeah, I do believe there is AI and it is taking over.
Yeah.
Well, there is clearly AI, even now. Like.
You know, we're losing our jobs too.
They're taking over. Slowly but surely.
They took our jobs!
They took our jobs!
They took your jobs!
They took your jobs!
They took your jobs!
I just hope all of those people who are writing these programs, they've created a better kill switch.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They haven't. Their ass is going to get killed! Because the AI is no joke. It's rapid. Yeah. It's moving.
It's crazy, man.
Crazy speed.
Have you guys heard of ChatGPT?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Stuff that they write on that, man.
What it can do, yeah.
Yeah.
Then there's you've so got many different
deep fake as well there.
Yeah, deep fake, yeah.
It's crazy what it can do. There's AI out there that can simulate your voice and say things you've not actually said. So
yeah, well, that'll make our job a lot easier, innit?
You know, just edit stuff, yeah.
Okay, so seems like we've covered aliens, lizards, machines, or robots.
Don't forget AI, Sol.
And that's three major aspects in taking over the world.
Three is a magic number.
You lost us, Sol.
Don't you remember our samosa episode and how the samosas are taking over the world?
Yeah, that was a great episode. You guys need to check it out. I think it was episode 20. Don't be a square. Why not try Angela Samosa? Anyway, Sol, what are you referring to?
I'm talking about us, human beings. You know, NWO, anyone?
Go on, Iz. Do you know what NWO stands for?
Well, New World Order.
Oh, so he does know.
Wait. And there's depends on which one you're referring to. Are you referring to the song? Or are you referring to WWE?
God, that's so old. Who was that? Wait, what am I missing? Wait, Kevin Nash.
Was it?
Was that lanky guy, yeah, with long hair? And then, come on, the other guy with the dark. The team of wrestlers, isn't it?
Yeah.
To this little gang. Yeah.
From WWE. Yeah. That's what you're talking about. I thought you were talking about the song.
That was back WCW or something like that. It was
WWF.
Yes, it used to be called WWF.
World Wrestling Federation.
Before that was something else. Yeah.
Now it's called.
But no, we're referring to the actual NWO.
The song.
New World Order. No, the actual order, what it stands for.
Yeah.
So you're familiar with that? There's actually an order out there.
I am familiar with it, yes.
To,
similar to the Freemasons and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Mr. Bush's famous speech.
It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind.
Was it Bush? It was Bush, wasn't it?
It was,
yeah,
Bush.
It was Bush. Yeah, it was Bush. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Most definitely.
It wasn't Donald Rumsfeld, was it? Because I'm getting mixed up with the two.
No, 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 it wasn't Donald.
It was definitely Bush saying, no, we Bush. Have a chance for a new world. Yeah, yeah, okay.
It was the original one, not the...
Yeah, it wasn't the son.
Wait a minute. It was the son, wasn't it? George W. Bush, when he took over Iraq.
No, but the speech I'm talking about.
No, the actual speech. I'm sure it was his father who said it.
Oh, are you sure it wasn't Donald Rumsfeld that made that speech?
I don't think it was Donald Rumsfeld. I do believe it was George W. Bush's son.
Oh, but, what is the New World Order then? Oh, it's a conspiracy. Some people say, obviously, that's what we're discussing in this episode. But what's your understanding of NWO?
There's going to be a certain ruling class, aren't there? And everyone else is going to be their slave.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that, but...
1%.
How did they get there? They get there by what? Control. It's the one system, if you've not heard of the one system, where they want one bank, global, one... government, global. So it's a one system which they try to gear up to. And in theory, it sounds impossible because so many different countries, different cultures, languages, blah, blah, blah. How can you do that? But in practice, there was a thing called CVID and every person complied. That was a little control tactic, some people say.
I'm sure it's been covered now that the virus was... man-made. It is confirmed now, I'm sure of it.
Oh, is it part of the dun dun dun?
What's that?
The New World Order. What we're discussing. Are you sure I've not used that Men in Black thing on him where we wipe his memory and he forgets?
Well, you know, Niz, he's a space alien. He's not gonna remember everything.
Oh, is he one of those? I thought he was intelligent. He's one of them. Don't probably just crash landed here. Probably just trying to go to somewhere else.
What if it was you guys who abducted me and just let me loose on your planet?
Now he's twisting it.
E.T. want to go home.
E.T. home from...
He is E.T. He crash landed here. Like, go
but
on.
But yeah, talking about, there is some level of control and I'm sure they will want. And that's why they're not happy with Putin, are they?
Yeah, I think I know where you're coming from, yes.
Because he's disturbed the world order, hasn't he?
They're not even happy with that. They're not even happy with the CCP because they're going to disturb that as well.
Exactly. Looks like we have covered all aspects of taking over the world, including you, Niz.
Yeah, Niz, why would you want to do that?
Don't make me laugh. It's a bit presumptuous of you. Why would we want to take over this cesspool?
Well, you're living among us anyway. I'm sure we can talk and talk about this for ages, but we need to cut this short before we end up being TMC.
What's that?
Too much nonsense. Or we could end up being no nonsense, no more.
Lame, bro.
Too much nonsense. That reminds me of episode 11, you know, the outtakes blooper special. Make sure you go and check that out.
Yeah, that brings back memories for me. That was such a long time. You peeps need to listen to that episode. If you haven't already, that was hilarious. Anyway, don't forget, people, this episode was a theory. A conspiracy theory.
But hey, that's just a theory. A game theory.
And on that note, we out, and if you don't hear from us, Niz has abducted us without our consent. Anyway, hope you guys have enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you peeps next time at the table. Bye for now.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Catch you next week, guys.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.